One of the most unfortunate results of our instant society, as I've pointed out before, is that we want to know everything now and we linger and think deeply about nothing or very little. Life in the church community reveals this. We're a mile wide and half an inch deep, always after what's new. There's no substance to us because we've lost the art of meditating, considering, thinking through what we already have, remaining with a thought for more than a few seconds. We have the attention span of a gnat. God is not like this. He's agricultural. He thinks timing, not time. He sows the seed and he waits. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. He has endless patience with us, unlike us when we're dealing with others. He allows the north and south winds, spring, summer, autumn and winter seasons. So question, what season are you in God? Winter? Die back after harvest? Spring? New growth? Possibilities abound? Summer? Harvest? Luxuriant growth goes on forever? Autumn? Leaves turning gold and falling off, being pruned for greater harvest next year. Possibilities looking bleak, walls closing in, winter near. When a tree goes into winter mode, it takes all its life back down to its roots. It's not a time of no growth, but consolidation. Spring will come again, the sap will rise, but it must replenish itself by feeding through its root system. If it were to try to stay green for 12 months without resting, it would exhaust itself and die. So how about it, beloved? You need to step off the merry-go-round that your life has become. Take a breather. Put a cross and dig there for a while instead of dashing from one thing to another. Think deeply about these messages, maybe. Slow down. Let those who want to run, run. Tortoise and hare. The man who stops to sharpen his scythe and the rider who stops to shoe his horse are not wasting time. You can't harvest with a blunt scythe and you can't outrun the enemy with a lame horse. Point made, I think. God is agricultural. He's seasonal. Check out your season and make sure your lifestyle matches it. In the spirit, it's about timing, not time.